Today's show is brought to you by Bogart Extractors, an industry leader in hydrocarbon extraction. Over the last decade, Bogart has implemented many new technologies which have helped to revolutionize the way hydrocarbon extractions are performed. Each unit is made with sanitary stainless steel and is built and tested right here in the USA. Their certified system for use in licensed facility meet all NFPA and ASME standards and undergo peer reviewed by third-party engineers to ensure facilities and its employees can operate safely. Beyond simply making a functional extractor, Bogart has many additional features which make extraction faster and more cost-effective compared to other manufacturers. These features include hydrocarbon failing films to supercharge evaporation rates, heavy-duty explosion-proof pumps for flammable liquids and vapors, industrial chillers capable of maintaining large tanks of solvent at temperatures below 60 Celsius. They also offer extensive tech support and consultation services. So whether you need to set up an extraction lab from scratch or you just need some replacement gaskets, give them a call at 855-553-3887 or check out their website at www.bogart.com.
Welcome to The Hemp Show, the show that gives you access to the world of wholesale hemp, from raw materials to finished goods and everything in between. I'm your host, Mark Rastelli. Hello and welcome to the January 5th, 2021 Hemp Show powered by CanTrade. My name is Mark Rastelli. I'm the CEO of CanTrade and the host of The Hemp Show. Next up on The Hemp Show, we have Michael Souza with Willow Top Hemp Farms. Willow Top Hemp Farms is a fourth-year mom-and-pop hemp farm located in the Driftless region of southwest Wisconsin. They are a seed-to-sale hemp farm that focuses on organic farming techniques for their region, specific hemp cultivars. Willow Top always hand plants, hand harvests, and air dries all their plants. They never use conventional pesticides, and they do not use plastics or mechanical equipment to harvest. High quality hemp flower are used for their extracted products and all of their oils, all of their oil products. Thank you for joining us, Michael, and welcome to The Hemp Show.
It's great to be here. I appreciate you and Sarah getting me going here. First time doing a platform like this. So I apologize in advance. My technological skills might be a little bit to be had.
You're good to go. You made it on here. The audio works, the video's going, and we pushed unmute. So we're ready to rock, and there's a first time for everything.
You bet.
Hey, there was a first time you smoked hemp and you smoked weed, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yep. Back in the day. Yep. That was cool. More during the days, you know, when I was in sports. You know, it helped me tremendously to self-medicate with cannabis for sure.
Yeah, I as a former football player, I wish that we could have had more knowledge on how much it could help for, say, sports injuries and recovery. You know, that would have been great. That's all coming out now, though. So, at the very least, somebody's going to benefit in the future from that. But I want to know more. You know, I want to know more about Willow Top Farm, Willow Top Hemp Farms, and everything you're doing. Where you guys got started? What type of products you offer? You know, all the above. So wherever you'd like to start and dive in, you're welcome to.
Okay, great. So I guess basically to start from the beginning, the reason we got into this was I have degenerative discs and it's bothered me significantly. So I had taken some isolate. It helped. It wasn't great. And then a friend turned me on to some full spectrum oil. And that is where my life just, it really changed. It was just, you know, a revelation for me, really. And that's when my passion for it really started, was after taking that and realizing the effects on my body and just, I could go out about my day-to-day business and, being in the trades most of my life, you know, contributed to, I think, a lot of that. And then of course my sports background. So for me, it just, it kicked it off. And when we realized that, there was going to be a NoCo hemp event in Madison, I think that was February of 2018. So we decided to go to that, learned a whole bunch, networked with some just absolutely awesome people that were already in the industry in Colorado. So from there, we signed up, and our first season, we grew about an acre, and we did, let's see, we planted, I think it was 5 cultivars. So from there to now, there's been lots of challenges, but all in all, it's been a positive ride. It's been really good to be able to reach out to people and you know, help them with these oil products. So
excellent. So prior to going to the NoCo show, had you ever had any experience growing, you know, the cannabis plant in general?
No, not really. I did a little bit when I was living out west. But it was very short, and it was just kind of, we were just winging it. Didn't really have any expertise around me or anything like that. So, yes, starting in, just jumping in, you know, 2 feet, it was a quick learning curve. I'll say that.
Yeah, definitely. So are you technically the head grower for
yes.
Willowtop? Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It's myself and my lovely wife and our daughter. So it's a family affair.
Excellent. Well, I always suggest that, like, especially if you're in the space, no matter who you are, and on whatever scale you're looking to do it, that you grow cannabis/hemp at some point, you know, just because you learn so much about the plant's chemistry, the process of how it grows, how it buds and flowers and all that type of stuff. I mean, I learned a ton when I started growing in my garage back in, oh, what was that? Like 2011 or 12. So
okay.
Yeah, it's great. So I bet, I mean, just like you said, the learning curve, very, very steep learning curve. Cause I mean, you need to learn a lot quickly. That plant only has 4 or 5 months of growing time, until you're harvesting. Right. And then, so you got 4 or 5 months to basically learn the ins and outs and create a quality product.
Exactly. Yeah. No, and that's why, you know, the last few years I've been diving in really to trying to select certain cultivars for our area, for our microclimate. That's been one of the major challenges is, you know, insects and pathogens, specifically molds and that type of thing. So, you know, what I found really quick was most of these genetics are produced out west. And because of that, and a lot of them are produced indoors, right?
Right.
So right in there, inherently, you have some possible weaknesses, you know, in the plant. So, yeah, we've done, I think up to... 14 cultivars in the last 3 years to try to really dial in and find out what works well here in our soil and in our microclimate.
And I'm guessing with that, you've learned a ton and probably discarded a bunch of those and moved forward with the ones that are working properly.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So for you, what strains are those that you guys grow? And then beyond the strains, what products do you produce from the flower, you know, or the biomass that you're harvesting?
Sure. So I really like the strains from Lawrence Ringo. Those seem to be genetically really strong, and specifically from the ACDC or the Cannatonic line. Mm-hmm. So we grew about a half acre of that ACDC line. It was fantastic. It was really strong. Really didn't have to do much, you know, for that plant, for that specific cultivar. It was outstanding. And then it came in with, you know, just excellent terps. The terps were good. So we used that ACDC for our gel cap. That was the first year. So we developed that with another company in Colorado. That would have been like late ending summer of 2019. And so that's our gel cap. And I can show you that.
Oh, so, yeah, please do.
that's our gel cap. There's 40 in a bottle, 25 milligram per gel cap. It is, so that gel cap itself is bovine gel. We did use an organic hemp seed oil as the carrier, just so you can, get that, omega-3, omega-6. And some of the research I've done, and I'm not a, you know, chemist, but it seems like that works well for bioavailability as well. So we do something a little bit different on ours. Well, it was different. I don't know if it is so much anymore, but we put the cultivar on there on the label.
Oh, very cool.
We also put the dominant terpene and when it was harvested. And that's probably just more of a grower's geek type of thing, you know?
Right.
But I think it's important for people to know what that dominant terpene is, as well as the cultivar.
Right. I mean, it's that, and a lot of people say with the, or a lot of studies going out there right now with the entourage effect and the fact that the terpene is kind of the carrier of the effect almost.
Exactly.
So it's important to know what dominant terpene is, because that's likely to have a lot of, a lot to do with the resulting effect that your body feels or your mind feels when you have it.
Right.
Excellent. Yeah. So, is the gel caps the primary product? Do you have other products within the line, or is it just the gel caps?
No, we have two other products. That one seems to be the most popular just because, I think the demographics of where we are, around a lot of farmers and, folks that have been using their bodies their whole life. So, it's just convenient, you know, and people just, it's easy for them.
Right.
And they can gauge it. You know, you can say, hey, this is 25 milligrams, and you know, you can take 100 milligrams if that's what your daily dose is. So it's convenience. And I think the dosage, you know, also plays a part in that.
Excellent.
But we also have a topical that we developed, and we basically developed our massage oil here. A cousin of mine is a professional massage therapist, and she said, hey, why don't you get me something? Well, so after, you know, a couple months, we developed this, and, all our clients basically just said, that's all we want is that. They didn't even want the regular oil that she was using. They just said, just give us the CBD oil. So we developed this, along with her, and it seems to be working very well for people. And that product, so it's real simple. It's golden jojoba oil, sweet almond oil, and globulus eucalyptus oil, along with the 1,200 milligrams of the CBD.
Very cool. So question on the CBD. I mean, you mentioned all the other ingredients in there. As far as the CBD goes, do you utilize a full spectrum, a broad spectrum, you know, isolate, distillate? What form of the cannabinoids are you putting into the products that you extract from your flower?
Right. So I'm just a firm believer in the full spectrum oil. And I think that just is because of my personal experience. The isolate, for me anyways, it seems like it took a lot more, and the full spectrum oil, it doesn't take quite as much. So, we've had really good feedback with both the capsules and the tincture, and as well as the massage oil.
The O'Cannabis Conference and Expo returns to Toronto June 1st through the 3rd, and there are still good booth locations available. This exciting event is free for cannabis retailers and will feature Tommy Chung receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at the O'Cannabis Industry Awards. For more information about exhibiting or to register to attend, go to ocannabis.com. That's OCANNABIZ.com.
Very cool. So you mentioned the feedback. Do you mind telling me more about the feedback you've received? You know, how has it been with, say, your customers? You know, what are they experiencing? How are they liking your products?
Sure. You know, the one that really, there's two people that really kind of hit home for me. And one of them is a local gentleman by the name of Jeremy. I met his mother and we started talking, and well, he's bound to a wheelchair and he has severe epilepsy. And she wanted to get him off of the pharmaceuticals, but she couldn't afford that, at the time because the insurance wouldn't pay, et cetera. So he started taking the gel caps, and, after a little while, maybe a month or so, he was off, I believe it was three of the medications, and he was having anywhere from 10 to 15 seizures a day. And with the help of the CBD capsules, he was down to one to two a day.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was very dramatic for him. And, you know, so it's those types of testimonies that really kind of, you know, hit home and keeps things going. That's, you know, really where my passion is to help those kind of people.
Right. I mean, I can only imagine how debilitating that could be to somebody, and how, you know, just reducing that down to one or two seizures a day could almost bring you back to life, you know?
Right. Well, her biggest, you know, when she was talking about it, and, you know, he would actually engage people. And before that, he wouldn't engage people very much. So it was really, you know, a positive step for them. And then another person is my coworker's mother. She was fighting stage four lung cancer and going through chemo, something called the Red Devil. I mean, gosh, you know, so
sad.
Yeah. So anyways, she was taking, when she was doing treatments, she was taking, upwards of 150 milligrams of our capsule a day. And she attributes that to getting her through it. And she beat it.
Oh, wow.
She beat the cancer. But she just basically said, you know, that is what kept her going to do it. Otherwise, the quality of her life was so bad that she didn't know if she wanted to continue doing that chemo. And she said it was our CBD that really helped to, you know, the quality of her life.
That is awesome.
So we
got to wrap up our time here. If you're interested in connecting with Michael and Willow Top Hemp Farm, please add them to your network on CanTrade. You can also place orders and ask questions directly from the Willow Top Wholesale Store, posted in the webinar chat, also in the CanTrade feed, and in the podcast and YouTube show notes. Once again, thank you so much for being here, Michael.
Thank you. I appreciate it.